Okay, so I realized in the past days that my awareness wasn't that good as I thought it was in my daily life.
Because the loud the dia or ni ba le atwe dwe ma alaw ma kan wu re tu thin the loud
thin na ga ma man wu ba
yeah
because I catch now myself much many times I had to remind myself that I was not aware, no?
Agu wa tu lut da ri o po ti la bi.
Which actually helped me to be more aware. Of course.
Po the deep count la. Lut da ri. That's it. This is the way it is.
And I think from last year, which was my first contact with this practice, to this year, I start to perceive that I get a deeper understanding of how the practice is supposed to be.
Manika ne di ne ti so yin tu po po bro a thom mo na le la de.
And I've read, I think, in some of the books that we tend to be more lesser mindful when we are alone. But I observed that in my case, it's the other way around. It's much more easier for me to be mindful when I'm alone, and when there are people around, it gets very difficult for me to remind mindful.
personality
ပေါ်မှာမူတည်ပါ
ဒါမဲ့သူ့အတွက်ကတတိတယောက်ထဲဆိုရင်ပို့ထားတယ်လူတွေနဲ့ဆိုရင်ထခက်လာတယ
် but
depends on the personality
အထုတ်ကစားလူတွေကအဲ့လိုငင်ငင်လေးတယောက်ထဲနေမှသူအထုတ်လို့ရအယုံများအပြင်အယုံများတဲ့ခါအထုတ်လို့မရဒါပေမဲ့အပြင်မှာအထုတ်နေကြလူကပြောင်းပြန်သူအယုံများရင်တတိပို့ကောင်းတယ
်ဒါပေမဲ့တယောက်ထဲလည်းတတိကောင်းရမှာပေါ့
တတိကောင်းတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အယုံများရင်သူပို့ give side တယ
်ဩ
အယုံမများတော့သူက short တက်တယ် short တက
်
short တိုင်းလို့ပိုပြီး short တက်တယ်ဒါ depend on သူဘယ်ဘယ်နေရာမှာသူအထုတ်ခဲ့တယ်ပေါ့
yeah he said it depends on the personality and it also depends on our practice he says you know some personalities are better being alone some not. But he says also if somebody tries to practice very hard when there's a lot of people around like they make real effort then it becomes like habit for the mind to be very alert and aware when there's many things happening around them. Then he says, when there's not so many things happening, then the mind tends to relax. And the danger then is for that mind to kind of like almost lose awareness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the circumstances in which we most put in effort to practice, yeah, actively. So that's why, you know, the mind is a set of conditions, right?
Yeah,
that's the conditioning, yeah.
And actually, I felt that it's actually more interesting for me when there are people around because then I can observe more the fine lines raising up.
Yeah. Ero tu twa ka ho nyain the deep po tha lo ya ba me da me lu mya yin po sei win za sia kaung ne ba so ro ho kileta po phit do po chi ya da
ho aman lo atutu phit tin
yeah
de ke chwan nyin lai no atutu ba ba tiao the nin nin a mya ne nin nin di ayun 6 ba ba tu a shu ma
eventually it should come to the point where it's the same for us you know that we recognize in both situations that it's all just these six sense doors yeah
ဘာမှရိတ်တာမှာဘလို့ဖြစ်များဆိုဓမ္မဝင်ရရင်လူတွေကလုံနေအခန်းထဲပြန်ပြီးဆိုကိုယ့်အခန်းကိုရောက်သွားရင်တော့ကျဲနေကြအောင
် he says in retreat he says often not talking about anyone you know us in particular but often in retreat yogis make a strong effort in the meditation hall and then they relax when they get back to the room yeah
and what else I discovered is that my sleep the last days is somehow more aware that I can be quite long time aware and observe that state in which I'm falling asleep and observing how the mind has different level activities. There is like a speech which seems that has nothing to do with myself, like a commentator, and then pictures going also in the background and maybe some other deeper thought.
Yeah.
And then eventually... And then when I eventually fall asleep, there is still some awareness there that I'm sleeping. That was the last days. And so for me, new experience is also to wake up and awareness is there.
Yeah.
In the past, it took me always longer to have that.
He says, so do you remember, like, so if you try to recall, can you recall the last image before the mind went to sleep?
Yes.
Yeah. One meter. Well, good.
Yeah. And
then when you woke up and the mind knows it's awake, what's do you also recognize what the first thing is that the mind knows?
That maybe not so much. It takes me a little, but it comes very quick that to the reminder to what is happening.
And
what else is, it was helpful for me to hear that the nature of mind is knowing. Because then I let my mind more be free into focusing or going the awareness wherever it wanted, and not to think that it's a bad thing that the mind is continuously in movement, but allow the mind to do its work, know things, to follow the inputs.
Right. Tira the boa, say lo, tira tu, ayan, lula tu are, reba, soro, agu, say go, tame mo lo, babe titi tu, say lo, pian tini aro.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because I had somehow in my head the belief that the mind should get calm and that it's not good that then there is a lot of movement in the mind. Even though I knew that
mind
you don't
is
need
never
to,
quiet, actually.
I know, but.
Yeah, because it's always changing continuously, yeah.
Yes, that's clear to me that the nature of mind is movement, that eventually it calms down but alone.
Yeah.
But there was still. Theoretically, I had that, intellectually, I had that understanding, but now it was somehow through the practice that I clearly could see that there is nothing bad with it, that that there is movement in the mind. Yeah. So it was a kind of insight.
That's right. Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
Vale. Bye, Ian. Oh, two of you.
All right.
Cheers, yeah.
That's a tricky one.
A tricky one.
So, there are three defilements. One says come, one says go, third one says has no opinion.
Kilita tongu takua la re takua twa re takua so mu phyat pu re. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And it's the same with the vedanas. One says come, one says go, and one says has no opinion.
Vedana ri le dilo ba re takua la re takua twa takua ma so mu phyat che ma shi.
So would you explain the difference between the Vedanas and the defilements, please?
Defilement.
Vedana ne ba kwa le lu shin pya ba re.
Kwa la bo defilement la loba dora mo ai kuna ma kaung ne se de dei defilement. Ma kaung ne se de bo no. Unskillful mind of defilement dora. Vedana ga khan sam ta de. Ta be le. Di defilement yo ti vedana ne do ti.
Okay, he doesn't understand what it is that is saying come go and not making a decision.
I mean, you could explain the defilements by comparing them to the Vedanas because there are similarities.
Oh, similarity, yes.
Okay, so he's saying
He's
saying that defilements are qualities of mind that are unskillful. Okay? Defilements are qualities of mind that are unskillful, and each defilement has its own function. Okay? Each defilement, there are 14 defilements apparently, and they have their own functions. Now, the Vedana is feeling function of the mind, and we detect the defilement through the Vedana. One of the ways we detect the Vedana is through the defilement. One of the ways we detect the defilement is through the Vedana.
Oh, loba so in to swear the voice.
ဒေါနာဆိုဖြက်စီးခြင်းတဲ့ဘောရှိ
So for example he says
ဝေဒနာကြတော့ तू ဆင်းရဲတဲ့ဘောပဲပြဝေဒနာကြတော့ तू တို့ဒီလိုဖြစ်ရင်ဒါပါလာရင်ဆိုစိတ်ခံစားလို့ဆင်းရဲ
So for example he says and so for example he gives the example of the defilement of lobha of greed the function of greed is to grasp to pull and the function of dosa aversion or resistance the function of
is to
destroy to wish to destroy or push okay resist in either case because they are defilements they are unskillful states of mind the vedana the way it feels is unpleasant
unpleasant shime present shime now neutral shime vedana ma
so vedana there's three types right there's pleasant vedana there's unpleasant and there is neutral
di tong khu a lwa mi shi pho mi shi vedana
there are no other vedanas there are just degrees of pleasant degrees of unpleasant and some degrees of neutral Okay. But the come go and no decision we haven't come to any decision on that.
Yes.
So yesterday I went walking with a group and okay we were talking we were walking and so on and the mind was sort of thinking I should not lose mindfulness. And then it was constantly, it was always knowing that it's walking, it was knowing that it is seeing, and it was knowing that it is talking. But it was not, it was a general awareness. But then when I practiced, continued practice in the afternoon, I saw that, let's say, I saw the lobha, but the lobha, it was in the background and the lobha is really as it is felt it is a power it's really is a power it's an energy so when the lobha is here in the background and is not recognized then it is very difficult to catch the object to hold on to the object it is sort of that the object slip away because the mind does not see the lobha or whatever it is behind can whatever energy I say it's energy whatever energy is behind so when this is not seen or one is not conscious of then I mean to me the mind cannot hold the objects it slips away it's sort of you know it cannot stay with the object because it's behind the
the mane as lashaw twaro so tadi tha bo chosa le saka ri pyo na tadi tha bo chosa le ne le ya a thot daw le tu lobha o myin ne le lobha sait naw the ma energy lo be de di lobha shin tu ba myin le so lobha be phit phit ba kilita be phit phit shin sait ka ayon o te cha sou lo ma ya u အာယုံကောင်းကောင်းသိလို့မရဘူးအဲ့ဒီဟာအနောက်မှာရှိနေလို့အဲ့နောက်ပြီးတော့သူ့ကိုမသိရင်ပေါ့အထူးသဖြင့်သူ့ကိုမသိရောက
် and also I found that intention is always there right but many times the mind is not aware that there is intention but then the mind sort of looked at the intention and looked at the quality of energy of intention and the quality of energy of lobha dosa whatever and it's a very different quality very very different
right.
This lobha dosa and this is an energy and the intention is something also it's also energy but different it's somehow comes from here from the mind
it's neutral intention is neutral
yeah it's also pushing always
yeah သူကပြောတယ်လောဘဒေါသရဲ့ energy နဲ့အဲ့ဒီခြင်းစိတ်ရဲ့ energy ကမတူဘူးတဲ့ဟိုနှစ်ခုစအကုန်လုံးကသူ့တွန်းအားနဲ့သူ့တိုင်းမဲ့ intention ရဲ့ခံစားမှုကမတူဘူးပေါ့ yeah
ဟုတ်တယ
် that's right
ဒါမဲ့ intention မှာကိလေသာပါနေသိလို့ရ
yeah and you can tell whether the intention is being pushed like being motivated by a defilement or a wholesome.
Yes.
Eratilo yar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What else? Yes, in today in the morning, you were talking about defilements, and then you were saying defilement is wrong view, wrong thought, mm-hmm. that is resulting in defilement. Now, that is what you said.
Yes. That the objects do not create defilements. Defilements are created wrong view and wrong thought in the mind. Yes.
Yeah, that is right. Can you give practical example?
Very obviously, Lutiao, Mima Tiao, Lunia, Tiao, Che, Tiao, Mona.
Simple example. He says, one woman and two men. One man loves the woman, one man hates the woman. Clearly, the woman is not the reason for their feelings.
Yes.
So, same woman, if it was the woman that was the cause of it, everybody would feel the same way. But if one loves and one of the men love and one of the men hates, then it means that it's their own ideas that give them their reaction to her.
Another one thing, this is a cute or beautiful, lovely, so she laughs. Another one thing is ugly.
Hateful. Disgusting.
This is the idea. Like a chili.
Like chili?
Chili is very hot. Some people like very much. Some people don't like. Chili is own his nature. Hot is his nature. Right?
Yes.
So not because of object. The interpreting of the mind, then the next mind is happening. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And there's only one little, and then finish. Ah, yes.
So the mind thinking, the weird idea, right?
Yeah.
Fearful, fear come.
Yes.
Right? No, Babylon. Hateful, the hate come.
Yes.
Lovely, the love come, right? So the idea and next mind, because of the first mind in the brain, next mind is follow.
Yes.
Rising.
Yes.
But object is object. The same, the principle is the same.
Object is object.
Sometimes people they like quiet, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw one guy in IMS Forest Refuge. Nobody talk, nowhere silent. He nervous. Why? I asked him why. Because when he became Vietnam War, everybody, their friend died. They bring this cough to the car. Nobody talk. Everybody silent. This experience come back. Boom. Everybody silent. Everybody very sad. Don't talk anybody. They just doing. So this experience come. Then he come to the retreat. Everybody silent. Nervous.
Agitation, yeah.
So there's a quiet is, this is depend on his mind is
conditioning,
right? This is what he thinking, what idea he has, then nervous come. Mm. The quiet is not good, not bad.
Yeah.
Right? The same.
Absolutely. But
so depend on his mind, interpret this situation, that the mind feeling come. You think it's a quiet place, always calm, peaceful, right? For him, no. Okay.
Wrong view, wrong thought.
Yeah.
Conditioned view, conditioned thought. Yeah.
Yeah, but they can arise singularly.
So every time you need to remember every time your mind feels suffering, some thought arising, then you feel something. Suffering, don't believe this thought. This is wrong thought already. Because of wrong thought, you're feeling suffering come. If your right thought, wisdom come, the mind is calm down. Right? So every time the mind thinking something, then the mind is become hot or tense or suffering, I don't believe this thought, and also to not continue thinking this thought. Nonsense.
But
because if you continue thinking, you continue suffering. I'm not so stupid like this.
It's difficult to become intelligent.
Very
obvious, obvious. You always tend to see your mind all the time thinking, feeling. Every time you're learning, you understand very well this. Not very difficult.
Everything is easier.
Yeah, now that you know, because of understanding, then easier.
One thing, but wrong view and wrong thoughts, they must not come together. You can have, let's say, a wrong view.
They are together.
They're always together.
Wrong it's view the wrong also, view that gives you a wrong thought.
Oh, yeah, right.
This is a wisdom group.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. And then can you please explain? I'm a little bit confused. The other day, I was saying that the knowing, there's always a knowing mind. And, naturally, the mind knows. Otherwise, we would not be able to remember even if the mind was not knowing. So, what is the difference between knowing and being conscious?
Oh.
This I don't understand. What is
okay.
this?
How do you mean conscious?
Conscious and knowing to contact them.
But what is this?
You're a conscious. Technical word ne English ma tone is a galone show ne so consciousness tone da ma conscious ka the dio shira o pyora
okay conscious ka the dio shira o pyora knowing ka ba ma mho to ayon ti yom ma ti
so you
not so easy
so it's becoming quite technical now the mind's nature is to know
yes
okay but that knowing is not a conscious knowing.
Yes.
Okay? That knowing, but the funny thing about English and the technical words used in Pali is that that knowing that is a function of the mind in Pali is called consciousness. Okay?
That's not right.
Yeah, it's called it's conscious is object consciousness. Okay? That is the knowing that is arising all the time.
Yes.
Okay, objects are always being known by the mind. But when we become aware, which in English we mean we've become conscious, which is different from the technical term vijnana, okay, consciousness. When we become aware, he says that's when we know the objects and we are able to know those objects because of the consciousness that arises with the object. Okay, we are only able to... The awareness is only able to know through the consciousness, the presence of the object.
Yes, yes. Means that this knowing is sort of, this is something unconscious. Not really, I mean, this unconscious is that it doesn't come up into the mind. You know what
conscious
I mean?
Conscious like means is the mind have know the meaning, some no. understanding.
No, so for... So
recognize, yes.
For the purpose of practicing, you don't talk about the object consciousness. You only talk about the awareness, which is me in a inverted commas, me being aware. Okay? We are only talking about that. Not the passive, the mind's function.
No, we call knowing is like this. If you're touching, the knowing already there. This is just knowing.
No, era knowing lumatone. Two technicals are galong beto. Era consciousness. Object consciousness.
Consciousness.
Winyinli.
Winyinli.
Ah, consciousness though, ne. Ingling mo. Two technical definition ma.
Yeah, but set down mula.
Okay.
You, whatever.
Yes. So we shall call that consciousness. We shall not call that knowing.
Yeah. So that means that my assumption is wrong if I regard the knowing as sort of an inside natural stream, sort of a natural stream which is happening all the time, but but it is not aware of it. It is not conscious of it. Like,
No. Oh,
you
no.
know what I mean?
Object consciousness does not know itself.
No. I give one example and then I will stop, because otherwise too long. But like that, So we all sit in the room and we talk, and it is, if the mind is not conscious,
so you're saying the mind is not aware.
Yeah, you think the mind is not aware, but the mind can always recall. Also, it is not particularly aware that what is happening or what is happening inside with the senses, but it still is able to recall. Everybody is able to recall. Everybody can say, I was so afraid, blah, 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 because of that. But in the moment, they were not purposely being aware. Exactly.
I know what you mean. သူကပြောနေတာဥပမာကိုကြောက်လန့်သွားတယ်ဆိုရင်အဲ့ချိန်မှာတတိထားတာမဟုတ်ပြီးရင်တော့ကိုဘလို့ကြောက်လန့်တယ်ဆိုတာပြန်ပြောလို့ရတယ်အ
ဲ့ဒါတတိမဟုတ်ဘူ
းအဲ့ဒါဘာကြောင့်ပြန်ပြောလို့ရတာအဲ့ဒါတင်ညာလို့
လို့ပါဘော
So that's another function That's another function that's at work that sanya Sanya which it helps you to remember because sanya interprets
perception is already there all the time he doing any contact come, perception already there.
So that
That's
is what helps you to recall.
Memory, how long you have a memory, you can call back.
Right, without having been aware of what happened. Yes,
right.
Okay, thank
you. Okay.
So I found your emphasis on continuous mindfulness very encouraging. And at the same time, I realize my mentality has, it has brought in a sense of tension because I keep noticing all the times when I haven't been mindful.
Oh, stop. You have to say something about it. You have to say something about it. But you have to say something about it. But you have to say something about it. Oh, that's right.
လွတ်တော့ပူတည်တယ
်။
အဲ့တော့ကိုကလွတ်တယ်လို့တွတ်မှတ်လိုက်တော့အမှန်တတိကောင်းလို့ပူတည်တာ
။
ချက်ချင်းတည်တယ် sensitive ဖြစ်လာတယ်ခေါ်တယ်
။ So Sierra says the tension comes because of a wrong understanding that when we notice the mind losing mindfulness more often he says it's because what we don't realize is that what is noticing the loss of mindfulness is mindfulness. And so in fact it's because there is more mindfulness that we notice loss of mindfulness more often. So actually, it is a sign of progress. Initially, we lose mindfulness for long periods of time before we become aware. But later, it feels like we're losing awareness all the time. But it means actually that we're mindful all the time. So it's good. So you can, relax now. So, and this happens because of the mind's idea that this is not good, but because it's looking at the experience, but not at the mindfulness, which is enabling it, the knowing of it.
Okay. So you mentioned relaxing. That's exactly what I've been doing. Through right view and right attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a sort of relaxation of the
tension.
Yeah, relaxation of the tension, and that has quite naturally allowed the mindfulness to be present.
Then I'll show like the dia, shila.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you usually naturally you're in the deep calm.
Yeah, when the mind is naturally more relaxed, it feels like the awareness is more natural as
well.
And there's more ability to see what's more subtle in the mind.
Yeah, that seems to be my experience.
A little bit.
Yeah. The last time I was speaking, Sardar was. So I was talking about my greed for practice.
Yeah.
And Sardar said to that I had seen the thief but not caught him.
Right.
So I need to keep watching the loba.
Yeah.
And when I've try to do that through watching the mind. What I see is that the loba isn't very prominent. All I see is small thoughts in the mind. And when I am trying to drop everything else and just notice loba, I can easily lose the awareness because as the thoughts don't occur very often.
The thoughts related to the loba.
The thoughts related to the loba, that's right. Whereas what I have noticed more easy to track, to follow, is the sensation in the body.
Which reflects the loba.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Which seems more continuous and more of a tangible
object,
yeah.
Yeah. You can see the loba, but you can't see it. So you can see it. 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 Loba the ball to mami. And a tua, damn a loba, a twin in a minute, damn it. Aria let ye, sick up, mami, so wimpy, damn it. Loba jump hit a kanzamuji, not jilo yar.
Kanzamuji, yeah.
So start with the feelings, start with what is most, you know, tangible.
A twin to palama, yeah. I look to a constant mialo. Feeling a constant machine, feeling a just feeling.
Yeah. He says because thoughts are a mix of reality for us, you know, the experience is a greater mix of a concept and reality. And so we get lost in the concept more easily unless we get a grip on the reality of the thinking mind. Mm. Yeah, so, but sensations are easy to just feel, yeah. So if you know... Yeah, if you know both the thoughts and the feelings, what you do is keep a grip on your awareness by staying on the feelings while you also acknowledge the thoughts that pass by. Like, you know, sort of like from the corner of your eye, you kind of know what's going on, but the awareness keeps its grip on the sensation. Yeah.
Good. That's useful. Thank you. And the final thing, last interview, Sada was talking to Claudia about following thoughts, planning thoughts. And meditation. Mm. And you can get two jobs done. You can do the planning and you can do your mindfulness.
Yes.
And my experience is when I try to do that, the thoughts stop becoming creative. It's like creative thoughts only seem to come when I'm not aware of them.
Yeah. Unfortunately, to get to a state where there is enough understanding to be able to do both naturally, he says there has to be several elements. The understanding of what the object is, the understanding of the mind, as in understanding how to know mind, knowing it is mind, knowing the thinking mind, knowing it is, you know, nature, object, and then that the awareness has natural momentum as well. So you need so many elements to come together to be able to know that the mind is doing a creative thinking process and the creative happens and the awareness happens.
Yeah.
Sounds?
So awareness ma ashi ma natural to do tata ashi tama.
Yeah.
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 Now he says our awareness is not so strong. If you need to do something creative, and that needs energy too. So if you give more energy to the creative process, then the awareness gets sucked out. Yeah. So awareness needs to also have its own like momentum and strength and the creeps, yeah, so that they can coexist.
Awareness awareness mode tu adu asilo yati ni de awareness phin ne athebi the ame awareness me ma hodo tu adu yati nai ne asi ne.
He says at that point he says to be able to do it, it cannot be the type of awareness that I put in. It's got to be the type of awareness that can stand on its own two feet. And then the other thing to know ahead, he says that no matter how established mindfulness and how independent the mindfulness is. He says, if in going through the creative process and the mind is mindful because it has enough momentum and, you know, is established, he says, if defilements come into the process of the creative, he says, again, it can suck away the mindfulness. The mindfulness can get destabilized.
So
when greed or aversion pushes the creative process so that more energy than is necessary is used, then again energy gets sucked away.
And I find something similar, just trying to practice in this environment.
Mm-hmm.
When I try to bring mindfulness to listening to people, or when I try to bring awareness that I'm listening,
yeah,
it's like I
Natao ne lo the ditam mi bo jo zai, the ditam bo jo zai.
Natao no,
the ditam bo jo zai. Yes.
It's as if that energy is removed from the comprehension.
As in nam lelo miyadalo. It's the same analogy, yes, yeah. Where you have to, yeah.
Okay, we'll work on it.
More practice, yeah.
Thank you.
Lechimbo.
A lot of experience, need momentum.
From the beginning of the retreat, I sort of felt that I had quite a strong personal motivation to do the practice. So when I wake up in the morning, then I look, okay, where's the awareness? And then kind of was keeping that throughout the days. Mm. And then yesterday morning when I woke up, then I just kind of had a thought that actually, there's something kind of missing from my sadha, so there's kind
from
of
from your
in their
sadha.
Yes.
Okay.
In kind of the deep down in my heart, there is something, kind of maybe a conflict or something, with the idea of the practice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what was it, but
yeah.
I just had this idea in my mind.
Okay.
And
to sa atho do to personal motivation to ro mya mya shi le ne dai tu 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 ti cha bu ya ma ne ya no la ro tu ne ne sai twei a twei ta khu paw la tu da da ne ne yoe ni le de da mae ba ti cha ma ti u
so
in
a way I was surprised by that, but then also it was not nice news, but I was happy to understand it anyway.
Mm. He said sadha goes up and down as well in our practice, you know. Some days we feel more confident, some days less confident. Yeah
but in a way I had been only thinking on the more like the thinking level or logical level about the motivation, but then that was just a different perspective to the motivation where I realized that there is kind of something missing, maybe a lot missing, I don't know, but anyway.
ตัวอ่ะปုံมันซึ้งซ่าเหมือนส่วนตู่ตู้สึกก็ลุ้ชินะสึกกูตู่น้าเลยแหละด่าตู้สึกไม่เข้าเผ่นน่ะตู้สึกสว่าตู่ทีตู่ไล่ลุ้อยู่ราไม่เข้าเผ่นน่ะตรีเนี่ยมาผิดเนี่ยแหละฮะだแม้ตู่น้าตีไล่ตาแล้วก้าวเนี่ยแหละตู่เอออย่างเงี้ยเนี่ยอ่าดาบ่ก้าวปูก้าวน่ะบ่เนี่ยอะม่าหลุเนี่ยลุ้หนีเนี่ยสึกกูงาลุ้ไปเทินผิดหนีเนี่ยสึกงาลุ้กูน่ะไม่อะนึกกูตึกไม่ชิน
He
says sometimes this, what you call this personal motivation, he says we're more identified with it, whereas there are feelings deep inside that are have their own, you know, life there. And he says they're much more close to real. What we have inside, yeah. And it's good that you see it, he said.
Yeah, well, I don't see it now, but I could see it then.
Yeah,
Yeah, then, I don't know, maybe it affected the practice of yesterday, because then there was more times with where the effort was not so strong. So there were some parts of the day when the practice felt okay, but then I was kind of, maybe I was sleeping more. There are other reasons for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, maybe it's not so important. I don't feel there's much more really to say about it. But now about the practice in general, I think there's still not so much wisdom about how to do the practice, but I just have to kind of work with it. Also, I don't have any specific question related to it now.
Okay. သူကအဲ့တော့မနေ့ကအဲ့အဲ့ဒီတရားအားကျလို့လားမသိဘူးလေအားထုတ်ဖို့ကတချို့အချိန်တွေကောင်းတယ်တချို့အချိန်တွေစိတ်ကတိတ်ပြီးတော့တိတ်ပြီးတော့မစိုးစားဘူးလို့ပြောရတယ်နော်သူမစိုးစားလို့တော့မပြောတိတ်ပြီးတော့မစိုးစားဘူးလေအာဒါပေမဲ့သူအဲ့လေတော်တော်အိတ်တယ်တဲ့ပိုအိတ်တယ်တဲ့မနေ့ကဒါပေမဲ့ဒါလည်းတခြားအကြောင်းတွေလည်းရှိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့တိတ်တော့အရေးမကြီးဘူးထင်တယ်တဲ့ရိုးရိုးပြောမယ်အားထုတ်မှုမှာဟိုရေဘူးရပြောမယ်ဆိုရင်ဟိုကျွမ်းကျင်မှုလိုနေသေးတယ်ပေါ့ဒါပေမဲ့အတိအကျတော့မေးခွန်းမရှိတော့ဘူးလေ
ဒီလိုပဲအထုတ်နေရတာပ
ဲ Yeah he says we just have
to change မျိုးမျိုးပါအမျိုးမျိုးအထုတ်ဘူးမ
ှ keep working at it like you said he says and we come across many different situations different experiences and from each one we learn a little bit and much later on we understand what we've learned sometimes you know we put it all together and it then it
this
keeps
on the
doing
way.
That
on the way.
this is the way
would you say that an pleasant feeling is already is already aversion
sorry pleasant
would you say that an unpleasant feeling already is aversion because my impression is that
when would you say when there is unpleasant feeling
when there is unpleasant
that means
would
there
you
is
say
a,
it's
already
the same. Yeah it's already.
It's not the same there would already be aversion
yeah because my impression is that it is easily discernible whether there is unpleasantness or aversion and often it's a matter of gradation of the experience you can at one moment easily say now there is aversion whilst it was unpleasantness before only is
right.
that true is that right
okay သူကမကောင်းတဲ့ခံစားမှုလာရင်နဲ့ဟိုမကြိုက်တာသူကဘာပြီးသားလားမဟုတ်သူကဘယ်လိုပြောလဲဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒါမကြိုက်တာလားတဲ့တပြည့်ပြည့
်မကောင်းတဲ့ခံစားမှု
ကမကြိုက်တာမကြိုက်လို့
ကြောက်တာလည်းမကောင်းတဲ့ခံစားမှုပဲလိုချင်တာလည်းမကောင်းတဲ့ခံစားမှုပဲဟုတ်အဲ့ဒီ define မဲ့မကောင်းတဲ့ခံစားမှုဒါပေမဲ့မကောင်းတဲ့ခံစားမှုကတတ်တတ်စီဟိုအမျိုးတစ်ခုတည်းပြောလို့မရဘူးလေ
ဒါပေမဲ
့အခုတူဆိုတော့ပြောလို့ရunskillful mind not ပြောလို့ရတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူ့ရဲ့ character တစ်ခုချင်း characteristic နဲ့မတူဘူ
း he says when there is an unpleasant sensation he says aversion might not be the only thing at work so unpleasant sensation is not equal to aversion he says fear also brings unpleasant sensation which is under the dosa group anyway
anxiety
but he
also.
Says anxiety
depression
but
also
but also greed gives unpleasant sensation so long as there's a defilement he said there will be an unpleasant sensation
aversion and greed is already a step further would you say it's a
lobha and dosa
oh for instance there's a pain and sensation of pain which can be there's a sensation of pain which can be described as unpleasant and I know it's only a description or a concept but still the feeling is unpleasant
no,
but there is no aversion you can see
okay
and what the same for a sound sound can be very harsh and be felt as unpleasant but there's no aversion
to it
but if there is if the sound is really too loud or too long, that same sound, then it can become an aversion. So it seems a matter of gradation, where an unpleasant sensation becomes aversion. That's
Whether an increase in or a persistent because sound is in itself is nothing that causes aversion. And so it doesn't matter if a sound is harsh and continues. It's when the mind comes in to judge that the aversion will begin. So whether there is aversion or not depends on what the mind's judgment of the experience is. So the aversion is not related to the experience, not directly.
No, of course not. Yeah. But the feeling of unpleasantness towards the sound does not mean that there's aversion straight away.
No, tu wa pyaw de phya. Upama atan shi de. Ko wa ma chai phu man no ma ti u. Da mae unpleasant sensation so ya so ma chai ta sik ka shi ne bi.
Persistent shi ne lo.
The moment the mind
ma jin ma mien lo, taim mwe da ma mien no. Taim mwe de sik ma mien. Da ma chai de sik ni ya lo khan ti ni.
The moment the mind
ni kai da bae tu wa
has a sensation that it interprets as unpleasant, it means there is aversion in the mind, even if you can't see it, because it's very subtle. Yeah, it's a bearable level. So the mind thinks this is not aversive. Yeah, he says, so the sensation is an indicator of what's in the mind. So once the sensation is interpreted as unpleasant, he says it indicates that there's actually a resistance to the sensation in the mind.
Thanks. Yeah, okay. That's sorry.
No problem.
And further, I just wanted to express my gratitude and my thankfulness towards the center and the organizers and the teacher, the translator, and all the other yogis. Sometimes that sensation is overwhelming, and it's not a problem. It's it's there. That goes away a bit. So thank you all.
Jesus တင်ကြောင်းပြောရတယ်တခါနေ Jesus တင်လို့လို့အဲ့ဒါလဲတော်တော်အားကြီးတယ်ဗောလေစိတ်ကတဖွာဖွာဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့အဲ့ဒါ तू ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဒါလဲတိလိုက်လဲ तू ဟာ तू တခါလ
ဲကြောင်း
Yes that's another option
No तू မေးထားနော် तू ငါဘလူကောင်တက်လောက်အောင်အဲ့ခေါ်လန်သွား
ဦးဗျာ Yeah no more
Ah la Nina
Just like please
He said here comes Adam
Just like later
He said here comes Adam
Translate later
Translate later
Since yesterday I really start to watch the end of the sentence I would like to say.
The end of the sentence?
Yeah.
Mania sabro tu a tu pyore wacha re o song ne thi chi de.
Song pyo la.
Yeah, speaking.
Tuila sagam pyo la.
Speaking, not thinking. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because yesterday you said don't let Adam speaking otherwise he will not stop.
He didn't say don't speak. He said
don't let him speaking so long or something.
No. He said like for me not to to start you on another topic. Like not to
another topic.
But not that you cannot speak.
Yeah. And that's true, that's actually I wouldn't find myself actually when I am so interested in the discussion. Then it really jumps one to another.
Yeah, when you have a lot of questions.
Yeah. When I'm reminded like this, I can find the feeling in the body which kind of feeds it, yeah, which wants to continue in it. Okay. Yeah?
Okay, so now you start to aware you're talking every speech, right? So what difference?
More watching the feelings. And also
intention
to speak.
Less
yeah. Feeling about deep.
More feelings, and it helps me. I already said that the short sentences and
totally pure order
and making pause.
Right.
And watching the feeling in the meantime. So it's really helpful.
Very good. This your speech become more skillful.
And
how long, how much so you can find a limit. People, they don't find a limit. They try to talk too much. Or less. Some people, they don't talk too much like this. Less too much, less. Some people talk too much. So they cannot find a limit. This is on the two sides, right?
Too extremes.
Too extreme. Okay. Then you're more aware of your talking. Slowly, the mind knows the limit. How much we need to talk? How when you need to stop?
How much is enough?
Energy and beneficial or not? Everything come to, and who need to talk? When we need to talk? Slowly, that wisdom is leading you.
One thing I realized yesterday, and which is also connected to the feelings, I more observe the feeling behind thoughts, because most of the time I am too much in the story, and then just step out of it and realizing that the wandering mind was going for some time. Now, when I watch the feeling, it kind of lessen the thinking. It's not so active, but the feeling feels quite active. And
Kanzamu didi brozaga pyora dua. So there's awareness, so wisdom will slowly follow.
And
the yogi, the monk, I said, talking meditation. Yes, okay, I tried to talk meditation. Then he tried to talk 3 hours.
So funny, he tried to talk, but say one sentence, two sentence, and disappear. Then talk 3 hours.
I guess I would be able to do it like that also. I really, really need to check regularly.
Yeah, can I check Loma?
Anyway, I was...
Especially when it's something that we want to talk about a lot, like we are very eager, he says we have to be more mindful.
Be careful, Bill.
More careful. Actually.
There is lots of eagerness in my speech.
Eagerness
What I start to sense behind the thoughts, like looking for the purpose or for the motivation, why is it happening, then it seems to me that so many thoughts, the purpose is to cover something.
Motivation ni bari chi to ro mya mya saka pyo jin ne a ya ri ya tua to khu ko phong jin na re.
Otherwise, it seems really purposeless. You know, all that thinking seems useless.
He says a lot of times when we speak, he says we are like covering ourselves because there's a sense of insecurity. And then our speech is designed to not show that, to look right, to look good or whatever. Yeah.
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 That's correct. Yesterday evening, suddenly when I was observing the feelings and there were not so much thought, I was quite, I would say, dull. Even today, yeah, quite uncovered, yeah. But what happened that very, for me, deep sadness came suddenly, and it felt like it was an air. It was everywhere.
There was no air.
No. The sadness felt like air, which was everywhere,
right,
around
right.
me, inside me,
right.
you know, and. Quite, how to say, fine or gentle, but very, very persisting.
So why the sadness?
I don't know.
Yeah, new ni, but maybe that to sadness, but joy ni.
No, no, no. Tu apa ni ya? Hello, kan zaman oji oji ni di joy ni, tuiri ni lah, malah tuiri ni lah. Ro, seka, oh main main pilar ni. Di ni le, hello, oh main main tu pilih. One end lo phit la de de
pi lo ara polo me ha the ne polo me thwat la bi atwei di a mya ni lo atwei di a mya ni lo sait ka ma si u ma pya lo atwei ni ne la lo the ya si de kaung thwat lo me kaung thaw lo me
it's coming out it's coming out he said the monster is coming out
coming out thwat la lo
he says usually he said usually the mind uses all its chatter to cover the things that it doesn't want to face but now that the chatter is less it's sort of coming face to face, so there's, you know, there's a.
This is a lock problem. We call lock problem so inside the top.
Something is hidden, and it's going to come. Is going to surface. And when the mind settles like that, you know, he says that's when this stuff starts to sort of pop up.
This is a discovery channel.
So you like remove the leaves on the lake and then you can see into the bottom like that. Yeah. Taking off the covering.
Yeah,
we all have so many things in our unconscious. But until we see those subconscious layers and clear them, he says the mind will not become completely clear.
So I deep level ma amyai be shi de de
lots of stuff in those deep layers
to chu so ngai de trauma le shi de
lots of stuff in the deep layers some people have trauma from childhood and stuff like that some of us just hold stuff
ba jaw ma ma ti daw tu wo aw ma pong na la pong aw na la cha bi so thwat la ma ti de ai lo feeling ne be thwat la ma
yeah and he says we won't quite know you know why they happened or whatever but you know they will come up from the depths of the mind yeah. So that's why he says when we practice, he says sometimes the mind clarifies to the deeper layers and we become able to remember things from way past, things that we'd forgotten. But sometimes they hide things that the mind is grasping and when we finally see those, then the mind can let go.
Sometimes, in
psychotherapy, there are treatments like that where they hypnotize someone and do. I think they call it regression therapy, where you sort of go back into your past. But in practice, sometimes in meditation, the mind can do it by itself.
Vipassana yogi can do on itself.
Yeah.
And just last question: how to deal with it skillfully? Checking the right attitude or
down below.
Lots of practice.
Momo, a good thing that to one area say go below
inside. Just simply.
Mama,
malu right attitude. Watching low ni bobe.
Yeah.
You only feel such ni.
Just be simple. Right attitude. Watch continuously. Watch simply.
The state was continuous on its own, actually. Most of the time.
What state is continuous? The awareness?
The other days, I was striving for continuous mindfulness. And not now suddenly, when this sadness yeah. happen, it was naturally continuous.
Yeah.
I didn't have to
try.
Push
yeah. Yeah, I just
couldn't get rid of it, nothing. You know, So good, he said, live with that. At least the mindfulness is continuous. I mean, if you want to understand it, he said.
Why you are sadness?
What? Why there is sadness?
Why the mind is sad? You want to know? Stay with this. I have a feeling she is there. Do my idea to push it. Do it to push it. Dao ko ma mian liu. Feeling mei guo dui liu.
Once there's a feeling, the mind already has some idea, which is causing the feeling. But you haven't seen this idea yet. Hmm? You're only seeing the feeling. But there's some thought process that is generating this feeling.
For example, like a very strong idea is a self. You cannot see, but you can feel.
Sense of self. For example, he said, yeah.
Yeah,
like it. We don't know the sense of self in words, but you can feel it's there. You believe me in me, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How I finished.
Yeah, all right. that's good. That's a limit.
Yeah. I don't have any specific question today because it's the practice. I feel it's going. There is some awareness. Sometimes it's more continuous. Sometimes it's more fragmented. And I can see it, and there feelings arises about the consciousness or the awareness about the practice, and then thoughts about the practice and about the feelings about the thoughts and frustrations and,
right.
And it goes on and on and yeah. Okay, I understand it's nature, it's okay. And the minds, I observe that the mind most of the, or sometimes tries to like deconstruct it and find out how to translate it to the real life and to the normal living. And again, there some thoughts arises and there is doubt if this thinking about it, it's the like intellectual wisdom in work, or if it's some defilement that the mind just don't want to stop and want to think about
right.
about something,
right.
And that's the only thing here for the main thing. So it's the thing that the mind thinks about.
Yeah. Yeah. That's ခါလေးတတိပေါကောင်းတဲ့ခါလေးတတိအလောင်းမကောင်းဘူးနောက်ပြီးတော့ဟိုခံစားမှုတွေပါလေကြည့်တယ်ခံစားမှုကြောင့်အတွေးဖြစ်တာနဲ့အတွေးကြောင့်ခံစားမှုပြန်ဖြစ်တာနဲ့အဲ့လိုမျိုးတွေလိုက်ကြည့်တယ်တဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့နောက်ပြီးတော့သူလိုက်စဉ်းစားတယ်တဲ့ဒီအာထုံမှုအိမ်မှာဘယ်လိုလုပ်သွင်းရမလဲသူစဉ်းစားတယ်စဉ်းစားဒါမဲ့သူကတခါလေးစဉ်းစားပြီးစဉ်းစားတာများလို့လားမသိဘူးသူပြန်စဉ်းစားတယ်ဒါကစဉ